Yes, you can get one. Things, mate. You might have to share the pencil case with McComb.
How do you want? Okay. Like this?
Stand in the middle.
My questions. I go and get my questions.
Okay. Yes. Well. Welcome, Savin Himamura.
Thank you.
It's good to have an interpreter here. So thank you, Jean-Pierre.
Pas de quoi?
So let's just clear up. What language do you actually speak, Savin?
Tu parles plusieurs langues?
Oui, je parle Swahili, français, Ifuliru, Lingala.
Okay, so that's four different languages.
Yeah.
Plus English.
Plus English. Not enough.
Learning.
Okay.
All right. Let's just introduce who is in your family. You've got your lovely wife, Jean or Jan. And then your children. First was Irene, then three boys, Socrates, Samuel, and Hope. Then two more girls, Horia and Grace. You've come from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Let's see if we can put it up on the screen where, to find where that is on the map. So, yep. And can I operate it from here? Okay. Probably not. Anyway, I'll give you a nod, Ash. Go to the next one. We're zooming in. And right in the middle of Africa, right in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Well, firstly, how long have you been in Australia?
J'ai vécu en Australie pour 4 ans et demi.
4.5 years.
Okay. Let's find out about life in Africa. Where were you born?
J'étais né à Uvira, en République démocratique du Congo.
He was born in Uvira.
Okay.
In Congo.
What was life like for you at home?
Ta vie à la maison.
Ma vie en République démocratique du Congo n'était pas facile, était une vie difficile.
Very difficult.
Okay. What work did your dad do?
Ton père, qu'est-ce qu'il faisait?
Oh, mon père faisait l'agriculture. Il était tailleur et il faisait le service de Dieu en tant que diacre de l'église.
Well, he grew crops, he made clothes, he was a deacon in the church, he was born in a Christian home.
So how many brothers and sisters did you have?
12.
Nous avons été nés 14 enfants, mais 10 qui sont morts, et nous sommes en 4 qui sont en vie, une fille et 3 garçons.
There was 14 children, 10 died, 4 are still alive,
une sœur et trois garçons.
Une sœur.
Sister.
Thank you. One sister and three brothers.
Okay. All right. And whereabouts are they now, Savin? Your brothers and sisters.
Où est-ce qu'ils sont?
Mes frères et sœurs sont en République démocratique du Congo, au Congo.
In Congo.
Okay. Now, just in case you're wondering, French is the official language of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And that's because there's over 400 different dialects across the whole country. So they needed to have some way of all talking together. So that's why it's French. Now, after you left school, Seven, what did you do?
Après avoir laissé l'école, qu'est-ce que tu as fait?
Après finir mes études secondaires, j'ai été un enseignant à l'école secondaire.
He did all his secondary schools, and then he became a teacher for secondary school as well.
Okay. Ava? When did you become a Christian?
J'ai été, depuis bas âge, j'ai fréquenté l'église avec mes parents et mes frères et sœurs, mais je n'ai pas été baptisé à cette époque-là. Quand je me suis marié à Jen, c'est Jen qui m'a encouragé d'être baptisé. Et j'ai été baptisé le 24 décembre 1998.
24 décembre 1998.
Well,
yeah. When he was young, of course he was in a Christian family, so he used to go to church, but it's only when he met this beautiful lady that he finally got baptized after. Just, okay. That's right?
Yeah.
Oui?
Yeah, c'est comme ça.
Yeah, all right. So, can you tell us how you met your wife, Jean?
Ah, merci beaucoup. J'ai connu Jen à travers l'aide de mes élèves.
Through one of his students.
Et j'ai donné les critères.
He gave the student what he expected from a woman.
Puisque moi je suis court.
Because he's a short man, he wanted.
I voulais une femme un peu lancée.
Taller.
Comme je suis noir, black.
And he is black, and
je
he
didn't,
wanted a lighter shade of black.
Et c'est comme ça que je me rendais maintenant voir Jen. Nous sommes trouvés avec Jen quand Jen se rendait à la rivière et puisait de l'eau.
Oh. And he saw her one day, and she was collecting water at the river, and I think that was the moment.
Okay. All right. Why did you leave Uvira?
Pourquoi t'as quitté?
J'ai quitté Uvira suite à la guerre qui oppose entre les Hutus et les Tutsis du Rwanda. Et j'ai été obligé de fuir le pays.
Il y avait une guerre entre deux.
English,
oh, sorry. I knew that would happen. There was a war. Very bad war between two tribes, and for his safety and the safety of his family, he had to escape.
Okay. So, where did you go to get away from the fighting?
Où t'es allé pour t'enfuir?
Je me suis réfugié au Malawi.
They went to Malawi first. Yeah.
Malawi, yes.
Because there they could see an opportunity. There was an opportunity that came, and they all went to Malawi.
Okay. You and Jean had 4 children by this time, but only one went with you to the refugee camp. What happened to the others?
Qu'est-ce qui est arrivé à tes enfants?
Oh, j'avais déjà 4 naissances. 3 enfants sont morts au Congo suite à la guerre et suite aux maladies.
Because of the war, 3 of them died. Because of there was sickness involved as well because of the poor conditions.
Mm-hmm. So what about the rest of your family, mum, dad, and all the others?
Qu'est-ce qui est arrivé avec tes parents et tes frères et tes sœurs pendant la guerre?
Mes parents étaient déjà morts. Mes frères ont cessé éparpillés, chacun sauf qui peut.
Partout.
En République démocratique du Congo, chacun a pris sa destination.
Okay. His parents had died by then, but all his brothers and sisters just went off, especially in Congo, and at this point they didn't know where everyone was.
Okay. How did you find out what happened to them?
Comment t'as appris pour savoir?
Oui, j'ai appris qu'ils sont encore en vie, mes frères et sœurs. à travers la Red Cross message. Le message de Red Cross. Red Cross nous a envoyé des messages.
The Red Cross. Through the Red Cross, he found out that all his family, his brothers and sisters, were still alive.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Can you tell us what was it like in the refugee camp?
Dans le camp de réfugiés, comment
c'était? In Malawi. And how long were you there? Combien d'années
était-ce passé?
J'ai vu au Malawi pour 13 ans.
He was in Malawi for 13 years.
La vie était difficile aussi.
Life was very difficult in the camp.
J'ai fait des petits commerces des arachides.
Oh yeah. While he was there, he made a little business. He was selling peanuts.
Puis j'ai été dans. Je me suis confié avec un frère, un ami, un frère en Christ.
And you had a brother in Christ, and then they started the church there. Is
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nous avons après deux semaines, mon frère a été installé à Brisbane.
2 weeks after they started that, his brother in Christ was transferred, flew to Australia in Brisbane. He had his.
Je me suis trouvé Marcel.
He found himself all alone in.
J'ai commencé maintenant à prêcher maison par maison.
He went house to house and started to preach the word.
Et quand quelquefois je trouve des groupes, on commence déjà à prêcher les groupes à l'extérieur.
And he started. That's how he started his church.
In the refugee.
In the refugee camp. And 12 months later.
Yeah.
You were ordained. You became the pastor.
Moi, je suis devenu diacre. D'abord, je suis devenu diacre.
For 12 months.
Diacre.
Oui. He was a deacon first, and then he was ordained as the pastor.
Le 17 octobre 2010, j'ai été ordonné comme senior pastor.
17th of October 2012, he became a pastor.
2010. Je suis devenu senior pastor. 2010.
2010.
2010. Okay, sorry.
Excuse my French. Excuse me.
Yeah,
no problem.
Okay. Which church was it that you worked with?
C'est quoi votre église?
Je suis fondateur et pasteur de l'église The Living Jesus Christ Pentecostal Church.
The Living Jesus Christ.
Pentecostal Church.
Pentecostal Church.
Okay. How were you able to come to Australia?
Yeah. Comment t'as fait pour arriver en Australie?
J'ai été sélectionné par UNCR.
The United Nations chose him and his family to be allowed to come to Australia.
Okay.
Another opportunity that he grabbed.
Yes. Very good. You've been in Australia for 4 years now. What is your vision for the future?
Ça fait 4 ans que tu es ici. C'est quoi ta vision pour
l'avenir? Ma vision pour l'avenir, nous avons créé l'église. Nous avons créé l'école primaire pour les orphelins et les enfants vulnérables. Nous avons une école biblique. Nous distribuons des vivres et des assistances pour les orphelins et les enfants vulnérables. Nous avons une idée de créer l'eau potable dans différents villages où manque de l'eau.
Okay.
Phew. Okay. First of all, here his vision is that is now happened. He has a church here at 1 o'clock. About 35 people. 35 dancing and singing Africans. So that's very, very good. Yes. But over there, he's still in touch with his church. And they look after orphans. Yes. They also have a school. What else?
And look after
Bible
widows.
Yes.
And they look after widows. It's very involved. The church is very involved. And okay. We're going to get to some point
okay.
about our church yeah. and his church.
Can we put up some slides there about the school? It's the church.
That's the
over
church,
there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And the next one, this is the school that I have. But there's something wrong with that school. What's wrong with it?
Qu'est-ce qui va pas avec l'école?
Quand la pluie pleut, il y a démolition de l'école.
When they have very heavy rains, everything falls apart, you know, like the mud between the bricks, it is not very, very solid.
Okay.
And it's falling apart and the roof falls and everything.
Yes, I noticed that the church building didn't have any roof on it.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Y a pas de toit.
Nous n'avons pas jusqu'à maintenant de financement pour construire le toit.
Oh, okay, they're hoping to get some money somewhere in the future to build the roof.
So, where did the money come from to build the walls?
C'est la contribution des chrétiens.
From the Christians, from the church, they've managed to collect enough to build.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, why does the church have to pay for the school teachers?
Pourquoi il faut qu'ils payent les enseignants?
Et le gouvernement ne paye pas les enseignants. C'est la raison pour laquelle l'Église prend la charge de payer les enseignants.
The government over there doesn't pay for the teachers. That's why that each church has to pay for the teachers.
Okay. And I understand that the church people actually have extra people in their family. How come?
Vous savez ceux qui sont orphelins? Vont dans des maisons, dans des villes, dans des familles, c'est vrai?
Ok.
Yeah.
L'Église a distribué des orphelins dans des différentes chrétiens pour les assister, puisqu'ils n'ont pas l'orphelinage.
To look after the orphans, every family in the church is given an orphan to look after.
Okay.
And then.
Nous assistons ces enfants orphelins à travers les familles qu'ils habitent des chrétiens.
Yeah, these families will look after the kids, but they also look after poor kids. That's right.
So the church pays for children whose parents are too poor to pay for
them
to come to school.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Right. So. All right. So the church wants to build a new school that does not blow down when there's a storm. Just go back before that one, you'll see that some of the walls in that school... the other way, sorry. Go forward. Yeah, that's the town water supply, actually, you just saw there. That's what they have to do to get their drinking water.
And that's another goal for the church, to have good water for the people.
Yes. Okay, next one, please. Okay. Yes, after a storm back in the beginning of April, I think it was.
Yes.
Part of the school blew down. That's why they've got a high priority on getting that school built. But, of course, they don't have all the money to be able to do that. And so Savin had actually approached the elders of our church to partner with the church over there in Africa. And this is something the elders are still considering. But we did agree to send an amount of $500 to encourage the church in Nyakabere. And there should be a map up there to... the other way. Oh, yeah, that's it. That'll do. It's about 40 k's from where Savin used to live. And so they got the money. Were they encouraged? Was the church encouraged with the money that we sent?
Ah, ils ont été contents. Je ne connais pas pourquoi on n'a pas montré, même il y a des vidéos comment envoyer, de féliciter l'Église, de remercier toute l'Église.
There was a video to thank the church for sending that money. They were so... thankful, very thankful.
Yes, I didn't try and include the video on the slide. I wasn't sure that I was able to make it work. But yes, I see these guys loading bricks onto the back of a ute. So they obviously were encouraged because they spent the money straight away. They bought 15,000 bricks, which is a quarter of what they need to build the school. So... That's where it's at. But one thing it does seem is that the church in Africa does take the opportunities that they to do what James says in chapter 1, verse 27. Religion that God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Thank you, Seven.
Thank you. Je vais ajouter. Je demanderai à l'église.
I'm asking the church.
Bedford Community Church.
Mm-hmm. You.
De lire le verset de Hébreux.
Please read in Hebrews.
Hébreux 13, 16.
13, 16.
Hébreux 13, 16.
That's right, 13,
16. Je remercie l'église de nous soutenir, de nous envoyer les $500 que nous avons acheté de briques. Le reste, je pense que vous allez nous soutenir et nous comptons sur vous surtout.
Thank you very much for what you've sent to our East Church over there already. And he hopes that we can continue to communicate and support with them.
Can I just pray for Savin and for the church over there? Yeah, our Heavenly Father, our hearts are touched when we read or hear of the need for the people over there in difficult places like that. And so we pray for the church in Nyakabere and ask that you would indeed give them wisdom, how they might raise the money that they need to build the school, put a priority on that, because the school is not only used for the school children, but for Bible college as well. And so, Father, we can just ask for that help, that the money will come in that will enable them to build that new school. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Good.
And I went on to Google Maps, and I was able to actually see the church outline with just the walls and no roof.